Let us pray. Restore us, O God. Show us the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Amen. Happy New Year. For those of you who might be new to this Episcopal Church, we begin the new liturgical year this day with this first Sunday of Advent. And traditionally on this day, we hear what are called apocalyptic readings, stories about the end time. And today is no exception. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Doesn't exactly sound like the Sunday of hope, does it? Sounds more like Black Friday to me. What's very curious about this day and this season is that we are told from every message that we will get from the commercials, from the TV, from everything that is offered, that it's all about an urgency and a frenetic pace that we have to do this, we have to buy this, we have to get everything ready. And the irony of it all is that sometimes the best way to find what we're looking for, like the girl in the video, is just to sit and wait. And that's what this season encourages us to do. We know on December 25th we will celebrate Christmas again. And just as Jesus came 2,000 plus years ago, and we remember that he plans on coming back sometime in the future, we concentrate on his coming into our hearts. And the reminder that we are given with this season of hope is the fact that as we look for Jesus, it's more about Jesus looking for us. And by the way, he's already here, the word Emmanuel itself, meaning God is with us. And so the call that we are given in this Advent season is to wait. It's a great opportunity. The themes that we are given in our readings this Advent season are always very powerful. We don't want to rush into Christmas. We know the underlying theme of the music that we sing, but we sing it with Advent words because we don't want to miss those themes that are so crucial to our spiritual life of today: hope, and then peace, and then love, and then joy. Hope. Interestingly enough, Jesus says, in those days, all that bad stuff's going to happen. But he says, after that suffering, So we're going to have all this bad stuff happen, and then we're going to have that litany of things, bad stuff, that he says after that. It's like a double whammy. But then he says, and then they will see the Son of Man coming. So there's the hidden hope. That even as we are surrounded by bad stuff that might be going on in the world and maybe even in our own lives, there is this promise that it's a portent of God breaking in. And so therein lies the hope for us. God coming to us. Now you hear me say this every first Advent. And because our culture seems to want to start the Christmas rush now before Halloween, we need to hear it. How many of you remember who forgot to send you a Christmas card last year? We don't. How many of you remember people that you forgot to send Christmas cards to last year? We don't. Remember. Why? Because that stuff really isn't that important. And above all, in this season, the season of hope, we need to just give ourselves a break. Why? Because it always gets done. Do you remember the Christmas lights that you didn't get to put up last year on your front lawn or in your house? No, because it's not that important. Do you remember the people that you didn't get gifts from last year that you expected to get gifts from, or people that you expected to give gifts to that you forgot or neglected? Do we even remember what we got for Christmas last year? Those things are not all that important. The minute that our Christmas preparations start stealing away our hope is the time we need to sit and wait. Everybody loves Christmas. It is a great time. But it's a time for us, just like Lent gives us an excuse to concentrate on what's important, this season gives us that same excuse as well. So use this time. Don't miss it. It's all going to get done. Why? Because it always gets done. And the minute that your hope starts getting stolen away by the craziness that's out there, give yourself a break. It's not worth it. It becomes important for us to look for the ways that we can see the light of the countenance of Jesus. And sometimes that means we have to go a little bit beyond ourselves to do that. So I encourage you, as you are plotting out your Christmas to-do list, think of things like this. Who are the people who are special in my lives that I haven't had the opportunity to either be with or tell them how special they are to me? Use this as a time to contact them or to write them or to call them. Use this as an opportunity to reach out to people we know who might be hurting at this time of year. Whether it's physical hurting through the outreach activities that we offer at this church and the community offers, or the people in our own lives that we are just aware are hurting inside emotionally or spiritually. The homebound, the disadvantaged, the people in our lives who we know are alone and lonely. And use this as the opportunity to spend our Christmas list making sure that we are spending time with them. The stuff that we do can be fun, and it's great fun, but you know what? In the big scheme of things, when we get here next year for Advent 2015, all that little stuff we won't even remember. But we will remember the difference that we were able to make in the lives of other people. There's another little video I'd like to conclude with today that I think brings this point home very poignantly.